This is CPX number 2, which is the initial lesson from the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X. This is the very first page of the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, the very second in our series, which kicks off his catechism, where I will read you the very first questions, and then my commentary will follow. Preliminary lesson is on Christian doctrine and its principal parts. Question number 1, are you Christian? Answer, yes, I am Christian by the grace of God. Number 2, why do you say by the grace of God? I say by the grace of God because to be a Christian is a perfectly gratuitous gift of God, which we ourselves could not have merited. Number 3, who is a true Christian? Answer, a true Christian is he who is baptized, who believes and professes the Christian doctrine, and obeys the lawful pastors of the church. Number 4, what is Christian doctrine? Answer, Christian doctrine is the doctrine which Jesus Christ our Lord taught us to show us the way of salvation. Number 5, is it necessary to learn the doctrine taught by Jesus Christ? Answer, it is certainly necessary to learn the doctrine taught by Jesus Christ. Those who fail to do so are guilty of a grave breach of duty. So as you know, on this series, what I'm normally going to do is read you about 10 questions and pick 2 of those. But because there's so much packed into this very first one, I think what I'm going to do is actually give a little bit of catechesis on that catechesis for more than just 1 or 2 of those. So those are the very first 5 questions of the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X. And there's so much packed in those first 5 that I think is going to be a launching point for us on this future series. So let's take a look at a couple of those questions. The first is, are you Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian by the grace of God. 2 is, why do you say by the grace of God? Now listen closely to the answer again. It says, I say by the grace of God because to be a Christian is a perfectly gratuitous gift of God, which we ourselves could not have merited. Now I don't know at this stage of this catechism series if there's any Protestants listening out there, but I find it fascinating that a pope around 1900, at the very beginning of his catechism, wants to make it so clear that we Catholics can't pull ourselves up to heaven by our own bootstraps. The fact that I've been baptized is a gift that is gratuitous, means unmerited. The Church from its very earliest ages attacked the heresy of Pelagianism. Pelagianism is this idea that I can pull myself up to heaven by my own bootstraps. But what the Catechism is so clear in the very initial part is to say it's all gift from God, entirely, the entire Catholic faith. Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus rising from the dead. You didn't deserve this, and I didn't deserve this. It's pure gift. And so the Pope starts this off in the very beginning of his thing to remind us that if you are a Christian, it's by the grace of God. And the grace of God is, quote, a perfectly gratuitous gift which we ourselves could not have merited, close quote. So again, if there's any non-Catholics out there listening, I want you to hear that we Catholics really believe that all grace is unmerited, that it comes to us. Now, after baptism, we can talk about what merit means, but the initial grace of salvation is unmerited. Okay, let's look at the next one. Who is a true Christian? Christian is he who is baptized. I talked in a previous podcast, 1 Peter 3 says, it is baptism that now saves you. So if you're not a Catholic, maybe go look that one up. Let's skip to number 5. Is it necessary to learn the doctrine taught by Jesus Christ? Answer, it certainly is necessary to learn the doctrine taught by Jesus Christ, and those who fail to do so are guilty of a grave breach of duty. Too often these days we give everybody the pass. If they don't have time, there must be reduced culpability and all of this stuff. The reason I'm putting this series out is because I do know that everybody's really busy, but I want you to learn the catechism. And if you're like me, the only time you listen to podcasts is really when you're cooking, cleaning, doing laundry. And so this is why you can either listen to this on YouTube or the podcast to go. You can learn the catechism in a year. And the Pope right there is really clear. Pope Pius X is clear that if you don't learn the catechism, this is his words, not me, you're guilty of a grave breach of duty. So feel free to put this series on for your kids out there, for yourself, if you don't know the Catholic faith. Or even if you're just interested in the Catholic faith, this is the way to go. Let me read you number 6. I don't think I read this. I'm going to include this in this video, though. Number 6 is, are parents and guardians bound to send their children and those dependent on them to catechism? Answer, parents and guardians are bound to see that their children and dependents, those who are dependent on them, learn Christian doctrine, and they are guilty before God if they neglect this duty. Okay, so I'm going to include that in this first, CPX number two, because it's a little bit of a fire under your tail to realize that this could be a good video series to show your kids so that they can learn the Catholic faith, put it on in the car, but make sure you catch up on all the previous episodes as you go through this. Okay, so that's about it for today, but I want you to listen to just a few more points. I think that some people aren't exactly sure why we do the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, and I'm going to give you a reason. The new catechism that was released by Pope John Paul II was directed to bishops. The Catechism of Trent, released 500 years ago, the Catechism of Trent was directed to priests. But this catechism that was written 100 years ago, it's actually directed to lay people. So that is one of the main reasons why we're actually doing the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, is it was written for lay people. So you're going to notice this question and answer. Question and answer might sound a little bit condescending at first, but it's not. You're going to learn a lot. Another point I want to make is if you want to catch up on previous ones, then you might want to go to Padre Peregrino on YouTube or the podcast app. Especially if you're watching this on Facebook or Twitter and you want to see the first ones, go to Padre Peregrino on YouTube or a podcast app like Apple Podcasts and go put in Padre Peregrino. I talked to Steve at Sensus Fidelium. It turns out, unfortunately, both channels are going to get dinged due to the fact his channel's monetized. He's going to get penalized if we upload these to two different locations. So unfortunately, these won't be on the subscribe ding for the Sensus Fidelium. However, Steve is going to always put these in a little pocket off to the side called playlists. So you can find these on the playlist. But if you want to get a notification every time that we either come up with the catechism one or the meditation one, you're going to want to subscribe to Padre Peregrino. One thing I'd ask the families out there, please have your children pray for me on this. You know, my favorite saint outside the first century, at least, is Saint Francis Xavier. And he had his entire mission fueled by little Indian kids, subcontinent of India, praying for him as he went his way. And he would actually send these kids out in hospital. After he would baptize them, he would have them go pray over other hospital kids, and there would be miracles. Kids who were paralyzed, kids who were almost dying, he would have these newly baptized kids pray over them, and they would stand up and walk. It wasn't just St. Francis Xavier working miracles. They were so affected by the power of baptism that these little Indian kids would go raise other little Indian kids from being crippled. So he really saw how powerful children's prayer is. So I ask you to please have your children praying for me as we go through this series. And last thing I want to mention is because I travel a lot, what I'm going to kind of do is maybe have a little interactive business on this whole thing. I normally don't like the idea of interactive YouTube channels. I'm a Gen Xer. I think it's usually Gen Y and Gen Z YouTube people who want interactive. But because I travel so much, I'm going to say something like, can you guess what city I'm in? So as you can tell, I'm at a restaurant here. I'm actually at a barbecue place in the South. So if you can, in the comments on YouTube, maybe I won't check everything on Twitter, but if you want to put in the comments on YouTube, if you can guess where I am, I'll buy you a certificate for $20 to this barbecue place in the South. You can't just guess the city. You got to guess the name of this. But I am at a barbecue joint in the South. This is the end of the very first page of Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, CPX 2. God bless you all.